AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A maternity hospital in Mariupol, Ukraine was hit by a Russian airstrike.
The ground shook more than a mile away from the hospital in Mariupol. Much of the front of the building was blown out. The local police chief says Russian invaders committed a grave crime. It is a war crime without any justification. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the strike an atrocity.
We are speaking about closing the sky.
Zelensky is again calling for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. The U.S. and NATO have said no.
If you are united against the Nazism and this terror, you have to close.
NATO says a no-fly zone could escalate and expand the war. I'm Ed Donahue.
Vice President Kamala Harris' trip to Warsaw to thank Poland for taking in Ukrainians fleeing Russia's invasion takes an unexpected turn. She has to deal with unexpected diplomatic turbulence over fighter jets. Polish government came out with a plan to transfer its Russian-made planes to a U.S. military base in Germany to then be handed over to Ukrainian pilots. The Pentagon rejected the plan, leaving Harris to patch things up on her two-day visit to Poland and Romania. Congress adds billions to help Ukraine in a big spending bill at the cost of pandemic funding. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
$13.6 billion in funding for Ukraine, humanitarian, economic, and military defense spending. A separate funding package to continue the battle about coronavirus that we are taking out of the omnibus.
In their opening statement, lawyers for four men charged with planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer blamed informants and federal agents, accusing them of entrapping the defendants because of their anti-government views. Federal prosecutors say the four spent several months planning and training to kidnap Whitmer. This is AP News. House Judiciary Committee, in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, accuses Amazon of engaging in misleading conduct to influence, obstruct, or impede an investigation into big tech's market dominance. Committee wants Garland to refer the case for a criminal investigation. An assessment has been released on how Minneapolis city government responded to the George Floyd protests.
The report released by Hilliard Heinz praised Minneapolis's emergency operations plan, but paints a picture of miscommunication and a lack of planning from the mayor's office that left city fire, police, and other agencies with limited guidance as they responded to protests following the police killing of George Floyd in May of 2020. In a statement, Mayor Jacob Frey says he's asked city staff to create a plan to implement roughly two dozen recommendations, suggested changes, include improvement in communications among city employees, more police training on crowd control tactics, and an upgrade to employees' wellness programs. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.